Sachem Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Sadi Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Gimel on the base at the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, Mishahoya. Mishahoya Tomei or Bidech Rechoika, Velo Asa Es HaRishon, Yas Es HaSheni. If a person was Tomei or on a distant road and did not perform the Pesach, he should perform Pesach Sheni. Shogah Goy Nenas Velo Asa Es HaRishon, Yas Es HaSheni. If it was inadvertent or accidental and he did not perform the Pesach, then he should perform Pesach Sheni. אם כן, למה נאמר תומי אוי בדרך רחוקה שאילו פטור מן הקורס ואילו חיוב מן הקורס? If so, why did the פוסק say in במדבר פרק טס פוסק יוד תומי or on a distant road is to teach that these listed in the פוסק are exempt from the punishment of קורס and those are liable. The Gemara says תומי לנפש אין לי אלא תומי לנפש אנוסים או שגיגים מנעין תמי לימה איש איש ריבה. The Gemara says that the פוסק says in Bamidbar Perek Tes Pasuk Yud, Tame to a corpse, what about a person who was inadvertent or accidental? The Pasuk says, Ish Ish, meaning every man. The double wording includes, in the law of Pesach Sheni, even a person who was inadvertent or accidental. Ad Gedonu Kurvi Akiva, Kurvi Shmuel. This only is only according to Akiva who expounds any such repetition in the Torah, but Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Torah uses the speech of people, and consequently we cannot learn anything from the double wording. What is the source? Tani Ubishmol Lai Tomei Nefesh Kahari Derech Rechoika Vlai Derech Rechoika Kahari Tomei Nefesh Hasala Shavu Shebehen Shlei Oses HaRishon Yaseh HaSheni Af Ani Arbe Anusim Oy Shogigim Shlei Oses HaRishon Yaseh HaSheni. And the Gemara answers, the Baisa says, Ubishmol says that one who is Tomei is dissimilar to one on a distant road, but the point of comparison is that if he did not perform the first Pesach, he must perform Pesach Sheni. So too, I will include those who are inadvertent or accidental, but if they didn't perform the Pesach, the first Pesach, they must perform Pesach Sheni. Mei Zid Minayin, what is the source to say if a person intentionally did not bring the Pesach, that he may bring Pesach Sheni? And Reb Zera Va'ish L'Rabois Es HaMezid, Reb Zera says, the Pasuk says, and the man, this includes even a person who intentionally refrained from bringing the first Pesach. Anan Taninan Shagagoy Ne'enas, so the Gemara asks, well, if so, why did the Mishnah list only inadvertent or accidental? Tanya Rechia Shagag Oy Hezid. Rechia taught in a Baisa that it should read inadvertent or intentional. But does this disagree with our Mishnah? Am Rabbi Yosse Masnisa Amakein She'ele Pturim Minai Kawes Ve'ele Chayov Imi Kawes Ma'es Lach Chayev Ve Kawes Le'im Hezid. Rabbi Yosse supported this and said, yes, the Mishnah also teaches this, that these listed in the Pasuk are exempt from the punishment of Kawes and these inadvertent and accidental are liable. Or surely it's the intentional sinner who is punishable with Kawes. Tomei lenefesh, ein li ela tomei lenefesh, tomei ziva v'tomei tzaras, minayin, tamud loima tomei meis riba. The Mishnah taught that tomei to a corpse. So the Gemara asks, what's the source to include one of tomei from ziva or tzaras? The Pasuk teaches tomei to a corpse means to include even other types of tumor. Ma tamud loima tomei nefesh ela ish, tomei nefesh nidcha lepesach sheni, vein ziva tomei nefesh yidcha lepesach sheni. What does the word tummy to a corpse teach? A man who is tummy to a corpse is postponed to Pesach Sheni, but a community is not postponed to Pesach Sheni. Tummy ziva v'tummy tzaras nidachin lePesach Sheni. One is tummy from ziva or tummy from tzaras is postponed to Pesach Sheni. Tumas avoid zora asu oiseka tumas ziva v'tummy tzaras. Tumah of idolatry is treated like tumah from ziva and tzaras. Nitzan Yisor, Levanoi Sabesa Bechira, those five words are taken out by the Korban Eider. Yochid Oisa Pesach Sheni, Vein Sivah Oisa Pesach Sheni, an individual performs Pesach Sheni, but the community does not. Vibido Oimet, Sivah Oisa Pesach Sheni, Shikim Alcine Bechizkia, Shiasa Pesach Sheni, Hadahu Dechiv, Ki Mabasaram Rabbas Mephraim Menashe Vegamer. Vibido says the community does perform Pesach Sheni, as we find in the time of King Chizkia, that when the community was Tommy, he advised the performance of Pesach Sheni, where the Pasuk says in Divayom Beis, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Ches, for many of the people from Ephraim and Manasseh, and it says had not purified themselves, and the Pasuk there details the fact that they performed Pesach Sheni. Istanaitani, Ma'abim Nesashana B'pnei HaTumma, Istanaitani, Ein Ma'abim Nesashana B'pnei HaTumma. One Baisa teaches that Beis Din declare a leap year on account of Tumma in order to allow the community to purify themselves before Pesach. Another Baisa teaches Beis Din do not declare leap year on account of tumah. Manda ama, she said, ma'ab nefesh shana b'pnei tumah, ma'am akayim ki ochel sa pesach beloi gekosuv. The Gemara asks, according to the Braitha that says that Beis Din declare a leap year on account of Tumah, what is the understanding of the Pasuk that we had, and they ate the Pesach sacrifice not in accordance with that which is written? Surely they were following the law by declaring a leap year on account of the Tumah of the community. She'ibu es Nisan ve'ene mu'uba ela Adar. The answer is no, they incorrectly declared a leap year in the month of Nisan instead of doing it during Adar. V'asya ki'ayda ama Rabbi Simon ba'Rabbi Zavdi v'ugoltei shel Aonon ha'yivusi matzu tachas ha'mizveich. This follows Rabbi Simon ba'Rabbi Zavdi statement who said that the skull of Aravna the Yevusi, who was the one who sold the land underneath the Beis HaMikdash to King David, yet his skull was found underneath the altar, causing the Kohanim and the vessels of the temple to be tummy. Ksiv, v'yechru be'echad l'chodesh ha'rishoin l'kadesh, v'yem shmoyne l'chodesh, v'alai v'yem echad ha'yichoylin l'varei kol v'yizor sh'ayosham. The Gemara asks that the Pasuk says in Divrayom, based in Perek Chostef Pasuk Yizayin, they began sanctifying on the first day of the month and on the eighth day of the month. Now, could they not destroy all the idolatry that was there in one day? Amav Idi mipnei slamei kastim shayu chukukim b'sheisha. Rav Idi answered, it's because of the images of idols of the kastim that they were engraved on the walls, which were not easily recognizable. Ksiv kol avoy hachin ledroi shay elokim Hashem elokei avisov. The pasuk says also in Divrei Yomim in Perek Beis in Divrei Yom Beis Perek Lamed pasuk Yutes, Chizkia prayed that Hashem should forgive. Whoever prepared all of his heart to search for Hashem, the God of his fathers, without the purity required of Kodesh. Rabbi Simon bar Zavdi v'Shmuel bar Nachmeini chadama afilu asa kama b'taharas kodesh layartzei di taras kodesh. V'chorana ama afilu kol ha'masim tovim she'asa layartzei di taras kodesh. Rabbi Simon bar Zavdi and v'Shmuel bar Nachmeini disagreed. One said that even though he made very great efforts to eradicate any remaining idolatry, he didn't fully purify. The other one said that despite all of his worthy deeds in other areas, he didn't fulfill his obligation in having purity of Kodesh. Shusha Dvarim Asa Chizkia Melech Yehuda Al Shlosha Hoidu Loi Al Shlosha Loi Hoidu Loi. Chizkia, king of Yehuda, did six things. The Chacham agreed to three of them and did not agree to three of them. Ve'ela Shlosha Shehoidu Loi Kiteith Nachash Nachoshes V'hoidu Loi Gira Ad Samayis Aviv Al Mita Shechavalim V'hoidu Loi Gonaz Tavla Shevufuris V'hoidu Loi. They agreed to the following three things. Number one, he ground up the copper serpent that had been built by Moshe in the desert. Originally, the people who had been bitten by a snake would look up towards the serpent and would dedicate themselves to Hashem and be healed. Later on, they began to view the serpent as an idol, and therefore Chizkia ground it up. The second thing is he dragged around the bones of his father, who was a rasha, in order to disgrace him. He did it on a rope bed. And the third thing, he hid away the board of healings, a board on which there were engravings indicating propitious time for healing according to astrological calculations. And there were three things that they did not agree to. The first is he chopped down the doors of the temple and sent them as a bribe to the king of Ashur in order to save Yerushalayim from his hands. Nacham felt that instead he should have trusted in Hashem. The second thing is he blocked up the supply of the Gihon spring waters to prevent the enemies from having drinking water. Again, he was expected to have a trust in Hashem. And thirdly, he declared a leap year during the month of Nisan by turning Nisan into the second month of Adar. If half of the community are Zavim and half are Tomei from contact with a corpse, Vada Ba'aba says that the Zavim to the Tumeim are like Tumeim to Tahirim, meaning that the Zavim must wait until Pesach Sheni. Ruchuna Omar, Ein Tashlumim le Pesach Haba B'Tumah. Ruchuna says there's no replacement for a Pesach that was brought in Tumah. The Zavim do not perform Pesach Sheni even if they purify themselves, and some of the Tahirim died between slaughtering and throwing the blood, causing a majority of Tumeim. Hayad Sibor Ruban Tahirim Umyutam Tumeim, Mesu Men Tahirim Ben Shechita Lazvika, Acha Mi'at Mahalech, Achashchita, Oy Achazvika, In Tema Achashchita, Enin Oysim Tumma, In Tema Achazvika, Oysim Tumma. The Gemara asks, if most of the community are Tahirim and some are Tumeim, and some of the Tahirim died between slaughtering and throwing the blood, what do we follow? Do we follow the slaughtering or the throwing? If you say that we follow the slaughtering, they do not perform it in Tumma. If you say that we follow the throwing, then they do perform it in Tumma. Hayat Sibba Ruban Tumeim, Umyutan Tahirim, Umeis Menatumeim, Ben Shchita Lavika, Achami at Mahalich, achas shchita oy achas vika. In tema achas shchita, oisin betuma, in tema achas vika, einan oisin betuma. And the Gemara asks the second question, if most of the community are tameim and some are tahirim and some of the tameim died between slaughtering and throwing the blood, what do we follow? Do we follow the slaughtering or the throwing? If you say we follow the slaughtering, they perform it in tuma. If you say that we follow the throwing, they do not perform it in tuma. And these two questions are not resolved.